fear of God. When the pastor gets up here, amen, let's get behind him. Amen. Let's get ready to hear from heaven. Let's greet our pastor. Amen. With our heart and praise the Lord.
Into the joy of the Lord. Who wants to be the joy? today. I want you to choose to be with the Lord and enter into joy. How many want joy? How many want joy? Nobody wants sorrow. Nobody wants sadness. So how can you enter into the joy of the Lord? You must have a relationship with God. And that's the difference between having a relationship with God and knowing God. Right? Because a lot of people know God. A lot of people believe God. But what is your relationship like with God today? Is it impossible for you to go to heaven and not have a relationship with God? So I would encourage everyone today, sing God's name. Work on your relationship with God. Because the Bible lets us know that the accused of the brethren go daily before the Lord. Point his finger to the accusation against us. And how many know all of us mess up along the way? The devil likes to take our mess up and take them to God. But when you have a relationship with God, when the devil brings your mess up to God, God said, I can't see the mess up, but I see the blood. And he said, when I see the blood, I pass. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you have a relationship with God.
Yes, sir.
Even though your situation deserves judgment, God's blood and the blood of Jesus will give you mercy. How many know we need mercy every day? The Bible says his mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Amen. So today our subject we want to deal with is God promises. Sometimes we get in hardships and we go through things, and they make us forget God's promises. But God's promises are true. The scriptures say God's promises are yea and amen. That's what we know about God's promises. So if God has made you a promise, even though it may have not manifested itself yet, still keep believing. Amen? Keep believing. Even though it has not yet yielded what you think, keep believing. Because his promises are yea and amen. In other words, God does not have any ambiguous promises. He's not going to give you something and he's not changing, and he's going to take it back. So whatever God has promised you, now you think on that. Whatever God has promised you, even though it may look like it's never going to come to pass, keep believing. Amen. So we're going to deal with today a subject. We're going to deal with Ishmael. And we know most of the time when we read about Ishmael, we don't read about Ishmael in a positive way. We read about Ishmael as a competitor of Isaac. But the thing that we have to remember about Ishmael is that Hagar did not name Ishmael. Amen? Abraham did not name Ishmael. God named Ishmael. And you know, if God named someone, there's going to be a blessing with their name on. So we're going to read in Genesis, the 16th chapter. We'll read verses 1 through 11 together. Ishmael God named. There's something marvelous when God named you. Even though he wasn't the promised seed, he still inherited the blessings of the covenant. He wasn't the promised seed, but he inherited the blessings of the covenant, as we will see. So Genesis 16, verse 1 reads, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bear him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her handmaid, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Hagar, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judged between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarah, from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, which cameth thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hand. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed this season, and it shall not be numbered for a multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we bless you today. Lord, we honor you for another day that the Lord has kept us. Lord, we thank you that you kept us from our mind stayed on thee. Lord, we thank you that you kept us not only from our mind stayed on thee, but you kept us with our right mind. Now, oh God, we ask you today to send a word. Lord, send a word to heal someone that needs to be healed. Lord, send a word to comfort someone that needs to be comforted. Lord, send a word to comfort the bereaved at this time. Lord, we ask you to send a word, oh God, to bless those that are going through hardships. Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus. Lord, so that someone that's walking in darkness may come out of darkness into this marvelous light. Lord, send a word today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that someone may say, what must I do to be saved? And for this, we thank you in the church in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. So we see, we read that Hagar, when she had conceived, she looked at Sarah with contempt. She looked at Hagar looked at Sarah and despised her. But let's go to the sixth verse. Amen. If you want to reread this, you can for yourself. Amen. We know that Sarah, for 25 years, her womb had been shut up. Actually, it's been shut up for much longer than that, because Sarah didn't have Isaac until she was 90. So for at least 89 years, we know that her womb had been shut up. And she said earlier, the Lord has restrained me from having a child. So I want to circumvent God's plan, because God had told Abram and Sarah that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. But it just didn't seem like God's promises were coming through fast enough. When you wait 90 years, that's a long time. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all can talk to me. You wait 90 years, 100 years in Abram's case, that's a long time to wait for a promise. How many of many of us, if we have to wait a year, we get tired of waiting on the promise? Y'all don't have to say amen, but you know it's true. Some of us, we have to wait a month. We get tired of waiting on the promise. We keep telling God, you remind God, you said you were going to give me this. God, that was your promise. And the Bible tells us all your promises are yea and amen. God, if you made me a promise, what happened? The reason I don't have the promise. God said the promise is coming, but the time is not yet. So whatever you don't have, just keep waiting. But in the sixth verse it says, when Abram said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And Sarai dealt hardly with her, and she fled from her face. So now did Sarai, Abram, make her leave? No. Why did she flee? Because of hardships. Because she didn't like what she was going through. So she fled. She left the promise. She left Abram because everybody realized the scripture says that in Abram shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Can we just say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You can read about that in the 12th chapter of Genesis and also in the 15th chapter. God tells Abram, I'm going to give you these promises and blessings. because of the famine. And while they're there, God blesses Abram. And when they leave out of Egypt, Hagar goes out as Sarai's maid. Amen. But it seemed like God wasn't moving fast enough. So they left Ur the Chaldeans when Abram was 75 and when Hagar was 65. Now, when we come to this chapter 16, Hagar is now 66, and Abram is now 76. Abram is 86, and Sarai is 76. So almost 13 years, 11 years has gone by since they came out of Ur of the Chaldeans, and in 11 years they still didn't have the promise. So since they didn't have because Hagar doesn't like the hardship, she flees. Does that sound like some of us in our hardships, instead of just being still and knowing that God is God, we start running? In our hardships, instead of being still to see the salvation of God, we run. Amen. And in running, how many know sometimes you run out of a bad situation into a worse situation? Sometimes we jump out and we jump into the fire because we think we have a better way. So at this time, Hagar leaves. And verse 7 says, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, and he reminds her who she is, Sarah's maid. He said, you're in a bad place right now, Hagar, because you're out of your place. You're not where you ought to be. And just to remind you where you ought to be, I'm going to remind you that you are Sarai's maid. You're found out here in the wilderness of Shur. You're by a fountain. But how many know sometimes in us moving, we move out of place where God wants us to be? Well, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand my hardships. You don't understand the emotional distress I'm in, so we run and we flee. But I'm so glad that even when we run, God will find us. Amen. Hey, God wasn't looking for God, but God found her. Somebody said, well, how did God find her? Because Hagar now is carrying Abram's seed. And the Bible lets us know everything that Abram had was going to be blessed. So even though Ishmael wasn't the promised seed, he still had the covenant blessings. That's why when you get saved, maybe I don't have the complete blessings. But when I get saved, I have the covenant blessings. Yes. And the covenant blessings say, if I baptize in Jesus' name, and if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, God shall I be with you always, even until the end of time. So maybe you don't have the complete blessings, but you have a covenant blessing. Well, what's the covenant blessing? You've been called by his name. And when you're called by his name, you have a blessing. And the other thing about being called by his name, your blessing has your name on it. So Hagar flees from the presence of Sarah, and the Lord finds her. Now, I don't want to get into the theology of it, but those that have been in Wednesday night class, just remember this. At this time, it's the angel of the Lord who signifies that Hagar had a relationship with God. Because when we get around the 21st chapter, we're going to find out that the angel of God begins to speak when it comes to Ishmael. The angel of the Lord signifies that a relationship. The angel of God said there's no covenant relationship. Remember that? So you can remember that. If you don't remember it, come out on Wednesday night. Amen. So right now, the angel of the Lord finds her, and he asks her, he said, what are you doing here, Hagar? And what's coming now? And whither will I go? She said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said, you can run. God said, you don't need to run. I'm just saying, sometimes even in church we run. Y'all ain't got to say amen. We've all been there. Sometimes even in church we run. Thank God he loves us enough to fight us. You're running, going in all the wrong places. But God will find you. So he finds Hagar and says, I know you're dealing with some hard times. I know you're dealing with hardships. I know you're under emotional distress. I know you feel as though you're going to lose it all. He said, but even though you're running from your hardship, go back to your hardship. Go back to the very thing that you're running from, because you have a seed in you and that seed has a promise. But you can't get the promise in the seed till you go back where you came from. I'm running today to give him us running from God. And give him us run from a place. You know what God is telling you? Go back. Oh Lord, I thought it would be a lot better when I got baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. But when I got on this side, things got bad. So I began to run from the Lord. Amen. It's just like Jesus. When he told his disciples, he said, except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood. No, Jesus wasn't a carnal. He wasn't talking about cannibalism. He wasn't talking about eating a natural, but he's talking about a spiritual meal. Amen. And the Bible said because they did not understand that Jesus was speaking in the spiritual, from that point, many of them went back. Many of them no longer followed the Lord because they didn't understand God wasn't speaking about a natural meal, but he was speaking about a spiritual meal. Some of us have missed that on God because we always can see the natural. And we don't see the spiritual. So many of them went back, and Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, will you go also? I like their testimony. They said, Lord, where shall we go? Lord, who can we turn to? You have the words of eternal life. So we're going to follow you always, even until the end. But Hagar is running because she's in hardship. Hagar is running. God said, I can't help you until you go back. So he tells her to return back to your mistress. And then after you return, this woman really have hard times. When you're going through something, how many know? The person that's been mistreating you and acting all ugly, how many know? That's the last person you want to see. God said, I want you to go back, but I don't want you just to go back and act like yourself. But I want you to go back and to submit yourself to her. Now, a lot of times, we can do stuff, and we might come back and say, I'm going to go back, but they're going to see the real me. You know how some people say, you don't know who I am and what I am. God knows who you are. God knows what you are, but God's not interested in you. He's interested in your submission. Because when you submit to your hardship, the Bible says, if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, God will. Come on, how many want to be exalted? So you need to submit. He says, submit yourself unto her. And the angel of the Lord says, I will multiply my seed exceedingly. But how was the seed going to be multiplied when she went? Hello? So a lot of us say, I've been in church and I didn't work out right, so I left. And all of the lessons are still back where you left from. So God told me, he said, listen, your blessings are there. They are abundant. Y'all going to multiply them, but you can't get the blessings so you go back and submit. So a lot of us have come back, but have we yet submitted? A lot of us say, I knew I was wrong. Now let's go to verse 11. It reads, scripture reads, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child. And you don't need, what do you do today to find out what a child is? They get to what? Ultrasound. So he did not have an ultrasound. He said, go back, because you have a child. You don't have to figure out if it's going to be a girl or a boy, because I'm going to let you know it's a son. And God said, I want to tell you what I need you to name your son. I need you to name your son Ishmael. Well, God, why do you want to call him Ishmael? Because when you call him Ishmael, every time you see Ishmael, you must say, God, here. That's what Ishmael means. God hears me. Lord, thank you. He said, well, why would God want to remind her? Because not only did she hear God, but she submitted to God, she obeyed God, and she did what God told her to do. So he said, the child's name shall be Ishmael, because the Lord has heard. Lord, thank you. So a lot of us are running, and we're looking for our eyes so we can have some laughter. But God said, no, I want you to go back, and I want you to go back to your Ishmael. I want you to go back and just remind yourself that the Lord hears you. Every prayer you pray, God hears you. Maybe it's not turning out like I thought it will, but God hears you. So our message today is, God will keep his promise. Even when it doesn't look like he's going to. God will keep his promises. Even when it don't look like he is, he's going to. Well, how do I know? I can just say Ishmael. Well, why I say Ishmael? Because I know God hears my cry. I can say Ishmael. Lord, I'm in hardship. But God hears my cry. Now let's go to Genesis. I just want a couple of more verses, chapters of Genesis. Let's go to Genesis, the 17th chapter, we'll read verses 20 and 21. Now this can mean God what? Hears. Anybody want God to hear you?
Amen.
Well, how did God hear her? God heard her in her hardships. God heard her when things were not fair. God heard us when it seemed like she was running from a problem. I just wonder today, if any of us going running from our problems? If the Lord finds you, then listen to what he tells you. There's a whole lot of difference between hearing and hearing. You know what? Sometimes you hear, but you don't hear. Sometimes the Lord is calling you, but you miss it. Remember Samuel was in the house of the Lord, but he had not yet developed. Because God was calling Samuel, and Samuel kept going to a man. So Samuel heard, but he didn't hear. Well, why didn't he hear? Because he did not yet recognize the voice of God. Some of us are in hardships and problems because God has been calling our names, but we keep running to a person. Because we hear, but we don't hear. God is trying to get your attention. He's trying to redirect you. God is trying to lead you in a plain text, but you hear what you don't hear. I wonder today, does anybody want to say, yes, Ishmael, Ishmael, Ishmael? Well, what's Ishmael? Ishmael means I hear God's voice and God hears me. Hallelujah. So in my heart said, I call it all on Ishmael. What does that mean? God hears me. So and as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Right again, God said, amen. And listen, the promised seed is Isaac. Oh, Lord, when I remember Ishmael. Because I have heard. So he tells Isaac, he tells Abraham, he's Abraham later. So let's say Abraham for now. All right. So we don't have to keep going. Abraham again. But he, and Sarah, right? So he tells, well, at this time, in the 17th chapter, he's still Abram. He doesn't become Abraham in the 18th chapter, but we know he becomes Abraham. Right? So let's just say Abraham for now. So he tells him, so Abraham tells God, he says, listen, you promised me that Isaac would be the promised seed. He said, but I don't want to wait any longer for Isaac. He said, I want Ishmael to reign as the promised seed. You want God to tell him? He said, yes, I'll hear you. I heard you ask about hearing Ishmael. Ishmael, he's not here. He's not here. He said, yes, I'm going to bless him. But that's not the promised seed. The promised seed is going to come through Isaac. So yes, God hears you. You don't have the promise yet. But be assured of one thing, in God's own time, he will give you the promise. Can we just say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to Genesis in the 21st chapter. Amen. This is now when Abram is 100 years old, 14 years. Actually, it's about 16 to 17 to 18 to 20 years after Ishmael is born, Isaac is born. And the child Isaac is weaned. And the reason I say anyone between 16 to 20 years old is because the Hebrews weaned their children between the ages of 2 to 5, and no one knows the exact age. So now they wean Isaac, amen, and they have a celebration for the weaning. Now let's go to verse 8. It says, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abram made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, who she had born unto Abraham's mother. Wherefore she said unto Abram, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abram, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the land and because of thy bondwoman. And all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman, I will make a nation because he is. Lord, thank you for the blessings that come from the God. All you have to do is plant a seed, and God said, I will bless you. I will bless you, him, because he is thy seed. And Abram rose up in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it under her shoulder, and putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child on the one of the shrubs. And she went out and sat down over against him a good way off. And it were a bold shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. Hallelujah. When you're in the heart, you just cry out to God. He said, my ears are open to the prayer of the righteous. And serving the Lord to hear. Well, what happened when she cried out? She wasn't crying out for herself, but she was crying out for the one that had heard, and his name was Ishmael. So she's crying out, and God heard the voice of Hagar. Lord, thank you. Heaven said, Hagar's crying, and Hagar's crying out, but God doesn't hear Hagar, he hears Ishmael. Ishmael made me to hear. And God heard the voice of the land. And the angel of God called out to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what When you look into the perfect Lord, some Ishmael sometimes. We got to cry out sometimes. We got to ask God to help us sometimes. Amen. So he said that he saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle of water and gave the man drink. And God was
blessed.
How many want God to be with you? How many want God to be with you? God will be with you to get out of you. Because as long as you, listen, when you're you, there's a competition.
Yes.
Can we say competition?
Competition.
I think I said it right. There's a battle. That's a fight. God's trying to get you to move into a place. You are trying to get you to move into a place. Say ouch.
Ouch.
Because God has been trying to redirect you. But you can't get God because everything is about me. Everything is about what I don't have. Everything is about what I do, what I need. Everything is about God. I'm just tired of being in this predicament, this condition. It's all about me. The praise team used to sing a song. It's not about me, but it's all about
Jesus.
I said it's not about me, but it's all about
Jesus.
When you get out the way, God will open your the blessing that's been there all this time. And you're missing the blessing because you.
Yes.
Amen. This bed, a well is a big place. Wells are huge. Everybody can see the well. But Hagar was right next to the well. He couldn't see it. Ishmael was next to the well. Why? Because God needed them to move in obedience first. Then when they moved in obedience and cried out to God, God opened their eyes. And God said, I'm going to be with the child even as he grows because you're obedient. And what did he say? Because you obeyed my voice, God said, I'm going to be with you. Can I just touch on a couple more scriptures?
Okay.
Look at somebody and say, don't do you.
Don't do you.
All right, if y'all know what happened, you know, I like to make up little placards. Little placards. About 6 years ago, I'm going to make up 60 placards. So you got to come to church next Sunday and get your placard. Your back is gonna say, don't do you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a finger. You know, a lot of times we say, don't do you. They ain't with you. This is gonna be our year. Don't. Can we say, look, come here. What does it say? Say, don't do you. Your blessing has been all the time you can't see it because you are in your own way. Ain't that a bad situation? Lord, if I had a blessing, and is there my name on it? Look at somebody say, you gotta go out the way. I don't let you cause me to get in me. Because as long as I'm in me, God can't help me. You know what I'm supposed to be preaching this. I'm just trying to help you out. Because God has made every last one of us a promise. And we've gotten in our own way. Look at yourself, say, self. Mama said, was talking to herself one time. They said, oh, have you lost it? He's like, no, sometimes you got to talk to somebody who has some sense. So both of us always impressed by ourselves. So talk to yourself. But you're already impressed. You already got better than everybody, you know, more than everybody. So talk to yourself, say, self. Get out of God's way. Self, get out of God's way. I want to see all the blessings that God has for me. I want all the benefits that God has for me. Well, you can't get them until you get out. How many want to just get out of the way? Amen. Let's go to 1 Kings, actually. Let's go to 1 Kings. We're going to read a couple of verses here. Actually, I'm just going to read one verse of 1 Kings. Verse 56. We're talking about God's what? Promises. Whose promises?
God's.
Now listen, this is the important thing about God's promises. If you get out of the way, you with me? You. If the devil can help you something, no demon can stop, a person can't stop you because if God be for you, who can be against you? So when you I'm so glad I didn't learn that when I was growing up. When you do you, that's not, you ever heard the word narcissistic? Well, it's a big word, we can go ahead. Well, you ever heard the word selfish? All right, let's go there. Selfish and narcissistic. That means you're only looking at you. Everything you do, whether it's for God, for the church, for your family, if anybody is wondering how you want to benefit, that's narcissistic. If I get a job, how's it going to benefit me? Move out of the way. And then the job that you're going to for $15 an hour, God said, if you move, I got a $30 an hour job for you. But I couldn't give you the job to you. The well was there, but it came out by Ishmael for sin because they were doing what they wanted to do. Once they moved, God said, okay, here's your blessing with your
Peter said, a pardon is divine.
nature, has given unto all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that calls us unto glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great promises. Amen. When God makes you a promise, it's beyond what you can realize. When God makes you a promise, it exceeds what you do. Why? Because he's able to do exceed abundantly above all that we ask to think. But you got to move. You got to move out of your own way. Amen. God said, I can't bless you until you move out of my way. Then when you move all the way, all of the promises that I promised you will be yea. And amen. God said, I need you to move. I just need you to step aside. I need you to surrender all. Can we do this one more time? Surrender. Now, I'm not saying just do it to do it, but let's mean it from our heart. I surrender. My life is given. Let's go, I surrender. Every time I purpose to go forward, Lord, I surrender. And then when you begin to surrender, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways are. So people will be cracking out. You don't deserve that. God say, yeah, but they move out the way.
Yeah.
Listen, so when they move out the way, when people see you, they see Jesus. The old song say, when you see me coming, I dodge him on my mind. When you see me praying, I dodge him on my mind. When you see me fasting, I dodge him on my mind. I got Jesus
on my mind.
And some of us, when we see you praying, you got you on your mind. When you see you praising the Lord, you got you on your mind. You can't help you. The only thing that can help you is when you surrender your life to God. Can we just say hallelujah? Let's all stand. Surrender. Surrender is a hard thing. Because surrender means you have to deny yourself. Surrender means you have to pick up your cross and follow him daily. God will keep his promises. Even when you're like Israel, I'm under a shrub, I'm about to die. But when you begin to cry out to God, God will hear your cry. Because of Ishmael. And you know what we need to do? Even though we're not going to make the official name, because we don't want to change the birth certificate. Some of our children, we used to call them and say, Ishmael, I'm calling you. Male or female, just call it Ishmael. When you go to work, when you see your boss and they give you a hard time, say, Ishmael. Yeah, I'm sure. Use God's word because God's word will deliver you. Amen. So name everything Ishmael. Husband after, oh, you Ishmael. You know what you're doing? You're trying to get God's attention to help you. Why is that though? And it's in the official name, say, Ishmael. We need to implore God to give his blessings. We need God to make ways for us. So start using the name, because when you say Ishmael, God says, wait a minute. That means I can hear you.